Good morning and praise the Lord, dear beloved, and to the church in thy house. This is God's word for today, and we're reading from Luke chapter 15. And we're going to begin in verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto him his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, Father, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad. For this thy brother was dead and is alive again and was lost and is found. Again, we see the agape love of God. The scripture is provided for our edification and exhortation. When and if we commit sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. However, when we go astray, true repentance made from an honest heart moves God. When people hold fast to the gospel from this example, should not want to hold people guilty when they repent, but rather rejoice with them for their genuine effort to get back to the truth. Since God forgives, my friend, so should we. And this is, again, a perfect example of demonstrating forgiveness. After he took all his portion from home and went out in the street and into the world, into the country, and spent it all up living the fast life. But when he spent it all, then what? He went right back home to his mother and to his father. But he didn't go back home with his head stuck up in the air. And so should we today, when we find our fellow sisters and brothers, they've gone out and they've got grown and nobody couldn't tell them what to do, and they did what they wanted to do. But when the Lord bring them down, when the Lord begin to work in their life by taking the things that they thought made them happy, and they begin to repent and cry out, when they turn and come and ask for prayer, ask for help, let us not turn our backs on them, but let's embrace them, because we don't know what our future holds either. What you're thinking is what you're becoming. Muhammad Ali. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today, let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus the Christ, we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory again this morning or today, God, for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for demonstrating your love with us and for us and to us again, that you've afforded us this opportunity. And so as we here begin to embark upon this day to perform the tasks you set before us for today, we're asking you, Lord God, please forgive us, God, and refresh us, Lord, hallelujah, anywhere that we failed you in word, in deed, or in thought. God, and again today, if you'd be so kind, envelop us in your favor and allow love, joy, peace, and happiness to fill our lives, and let healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation overtake us as we go. Because we realize, Lord God, that you're God and you're God alone. It's you that have made us and not we ourselves. It's you that have chosen us, not that we chose you. And no man come to you except you draw him. By your word, out of your love and compassion, by the indwelling of your spirit, you've allowed us to understand that. And as we seek, God, to help others to come out of the darkness that they're in, as you sent someone into our lives to help us. And when we surrender to the truth, God, you baptized us too with the Holy Ghost. And so we go forward, and as today and any day and every day that you allow us into the life of someone that never came to know you in the parting of their sin, we ask you, Holy Father, to word our mouths and let us go with humility and meekness to help them to understand that you are looking at our hearts. You know what's in our hearts, God. And when we repent and ask you for forgiveness and at your discretion, God, you're going to turn our lives around, God, and you'll refresh us and make us whole again. God, and as we know, even for those that have come to the knowledge of the truth and have fallen back into that darkness that you got them out of, God, and they're so deep back in it that they don't realize it, but God, when you allow things to happen in their life, when their riotous living caused them to lose their positions, then they're going to start crying out to you then. But God, we know that when they begin to cry out to you in sincerity, and when you discern in their hearts that they're really serious, God, hallelujah, I was doing all right, but I messed around and let somebody in my ear. And then the next thing I know, I was following a persuasion that now I come to know that's not of you. God, and when you hear them crying out and repenting, Lord, I'm asking you by faith in Jesus' name, when they realize and they confess that they allowed their feelings, their emotions to control their decision-making, they made decisions that were pertaining to the flesh and the things that the flesh wanted, knowing that the flesh is influenced by Satan. God, that they lost their way, but when they're genuine in their cry, we believe and trust, God, that you're going to move by your spirit. God, and you're going to reinstate them. You're going to reaffirm them. You're going to get them back out of that darkness, back into the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, and they're going to be the examples walking and demonstrating that you want done in the earth. So we thank you. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. And just like you can get them back out of that darkness into the light, and you can bring them out of darkness for the first time into this light of the knowledge of the gospel by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God, we know also those that have lost their livelihoods, God, the devil is just talking to them and telling them the things that they could do. Some people even contemplating robbing stores and robbing places and robbing people, God, to just get money to take care of things that they really need for their families. God, and some thinking in their minds to get involved in illicit, God, sexual activity. God, and they're thinking because joy, finding a way to make money. But God, that we know today that when they turn to you with their whole heart, God, that you can turn things around. When they begin to cry out to you in sincerity and in truth, Lord, please forgive me. I've failed you. I've come short. God, hallelujah. God, if it was their employer that messed up with you, God, and you closed the business down, and now the saints or those that are seeking you in sincerity and in truth have lost their livelihoods and their self-sufficiency, God. But when they begin to cry out to you in sincerity and in truth, we know right now, God, that you're going to move by your spirit. You're going to reinstate. You're going to restore. God, you're going to repair the breaches in their lives. You're going to give them back their livelihood. You're going to give them back their self-sufficiency to help other people to see that I just didn't give up on God. And when God looked in my heart and saw in my heart, I wanted to do what was right and that I would do what was right. It's when he turned things around for me. And hopefully and prayerfully, God, even the employer that lost their business, God will understand what the true believer did, and they'll turn and begin to cry out to you and change their life and change their walk. And they'll begin to seek you in sincerity and in truth, and you'll save them too from this underworld generation. So we thank you today, God, for being God, because we know that beside you there is no God. We thank you this morning and right now, God, because you let us know through your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you so much. Thank you, God, hallelujah, that you let us know through your word that with you on our side, you're more than the whole world against us. You let us know through your written word that since you are for us, and who can be against us? You let us know through your word, God, that you loadeth us daily with benefits. And God, and we believe in that in that new load of benefits, whatever we are confronted with during the day, we have already been given what it takes to get through the day. And at the end of the day, we give you glory and honor to cause you to have joy, that you continue to strengthen us, God, hallelujah, to do your charge in the land, and that is to help those that don't know and don't know that they don't know to know how to come out of the darkness they're in because of the knowledge, the light of the knowledge of the gospel that radiates from us, that shines from us, God, into their lives, that they hear what we say. They will hear our testimonies and how we were in darkness and we didn't know it either. We thought we had it together like they did, and God, but then when we begin to share it, God, they're going to give heed to our counsel, and they're going to turn from that darkness and begin to seek you. And when you are satisfied with their sincerity, you're going to baptize them too and get them out of that darkness and bring them into the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And only you can do it. And for that, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Holy Father. And we ask all these things in the name of Jesus the Christ. We ask you, God, for those that are finding themselves in hospital rooms and they're sick. Some are really severe. Some maybe not as severe, but they're still hospitalized. There are some, God, that are convalescing in rest homes. There are some that are just at home, but they're sick and they're weak and they can't move forward. And so we're asking you again, God, today to move by your spirit, God, touch their lives, touch their bodies. Refresh them, Lord, in the name of Jesus the Christ, that we give you glory, we give you honor, God, and we believe, God, that you're going to get them out of the sick beds and back on their feet. There'll be some, God, hallelujah, that are just weak in their body. There'll be some, God, that their equilibrium is off. God, they're balancing and they're wobbling and they're falling and all these things, God, but we believe by faith in Jesus' name, God, as we pray together, as we believe you, and as they pray and believe you, God, and do those things, God, to supply the body with the nutrition or the nutrients that it needs to keep everything balanced, God, we're going to give you praise and honor and glory, hallelujah, because we're going to find out, God, that you are the healer, that you, the word tells us that you are, God, that we've heard other people testify. And you're going to get them, God, out of those sick beds. You're going to get them back on their feet, God, and they're going to walk forward with courage to seek you, God. And if they don't have the Holy Ghost yet, you're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost, God. If they have the Holy Ghost, you're going to refresh it in them, that they're going to testify and tell other people how you, God, strengthened them, how you saved them, how you healed them, how you gave them a miracle, how you turned things around in their life. God, hallelujah, and it's because of having faith in you. And this faith comes, God, because you said in your word that when the people acknowledge their iniquity, you were going to give them pastors after your own heart that would feed them with knowledge and with understanding. Hallelujah. And we know, Holy Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, God, that when you let your pastors everywhere, the preachers everywhere, when we preach and teach this gospel without fear, favoritism, or compromise, and demonstrate it with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence. People are going to realize, hallelujah, that the gospel is true and it is right, that you are alive, that you do save. People can walk away from the darkness they're in. People can give up those things that they feel like they just can't. They can walk away from people that's not good for them when they feel like they can't and they don't know what they're going to do. But God, but we trust and we believe today, God, that when people that have people in their lives that are not good for them, God, if you remove them from their lives, you're going to help them to realize, God, you are doing these things to help them to move forward to be who you would have them to be. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. God, for your goodness, thank you for your mercy, thank you for healing, thank you for, God, for restoring us, God, hallelujah. Thank you for refreshing us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for reinstating, God, our financial independence and self-sufficiency. We thank you, God, for turning our homes into God presence homes. And when the people get to the church house and begin to hear the pastor, they're going to repent, God, and hear you. And you're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost, God, hallelujah. And when that prayer begins in that home, the reading of your word, hallelujah. And when you see that sincerity, God, hallelujah, they're going to know that it's not enough to just stay home, God, but they need to assemble themselves together with other praying people to get together, God, to seek you in sincerity and in truth. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. And we're believing you, God, to strengthen the hearts of those that have lost loved ones, that they don't give up. They don't let the devil call them to be angry with you, God, but they're going to continue, as the psalmist said, I'm going to look to the hill from whence cometh my help come from the Lord. God, and when they begin to turn to you and seek you in sincerity and in truth, you're going to baptize them too with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. You're going to refresh them, hallelujah. That we're going to walk by faith and not by sight, that we're going to look back across our lives and you're going to help us to be able to look back when you manifested your presence in our lives. God, we're going to look and see, God, how you proved yourself in our lives, God, through healing, God, getting people out of sick beds, getting us out of sick beds. You're going to see how people have turned their life around and came back out of darkness into the light of the knowledge of the gospel. Hallelujah. Like we did, and they will do it, God, hallelujah. Like God, hallelujah, those that, again, that lost their livelihoods, that lost their independence, God, like some of us did, and they're still doing it today. We believe in you, God, for strength and comfort and courage for those that have lost loved ones, that are not going to be lost wallowing, God, in doing something that cannot bring their loved one back, but they're going to continue to look up and look to you, God, hallelujah. We thank and we praise you for that, Lord. And for those that, God, when their homes, God, peace will come back to their homes. Joy will come back to their home, God. Love will manifest itself back in their homes. God, hallelujah. And they'll feel that singleness of heart in their homes, God. That they'll do family things together. God, they'll begin to eat at the table together again. They'll come together again, God, through the reading of your word and praying and seeking you and going to the church house and seeking you sufficiently when you are satisfied as you baptize them with the Holy Ghost. God, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. And we're believing you today that in spite of all the things that's going on, God, in our natural lives with the government, God, we know that things are the way they are, and we know that prophecy has to be fulfilled. We know that your wrath, your fury, your indignation, and your anger is in the land, and you're moving by your spirit, and you're turning things around, you're disrupting things, you are allowing confusion to take place, God, hallelujah, because people that had the opportunity to come to you in sincerity and in truth, you bless them beyond measure, and the more you bless them, the further away from you they went, and the further away, God, they became, God, just selfish. They didn't try to help others, God, to come out of the darkness that they're in. God, hallelujah, to help them, to teach them, to show them how to do it too, because they just wanted control. And that's, God, we know that's a ploy of Satan with people in this world, God, that there are people that want to have supremacy over other people. There are people that want to have privileges over other people. But God, we know, hallelujah, that you are not a respecter of persons, and we're going to trust you, we're going to love you, we're going to keep our confidence in you, because you've allowed us to know through your word that this life is going to come to an end after a while. And every person, whoever they are, whatever their socioeconomic status might be, whatever their race might be, whatever the nationality might be, whatever it is, hallelujah. But those that don't know you and departing of their sin, hallelujah, they're going to end up going at the time appointed. They're going to end up into a lake of fire burning and not consumed. But those that seek you in sincerity and in truth and you baptize them with the Holy Ghost, and when the day of the Lord Jesus, when he's standing in the clouds in power and great glory with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel, he's going to shout and that trump shall sound. God, the dead in Christ, those that have the baptism of the Holy Ghost are going to come out of the grave. God, hallelujah. And then those that are alive and remain on the earth, they shall be caught up together to go meet the Lord in the air and shall forever be with the Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God, because we're going to shake off this old house, because the scripture says we have another building that's eternal in the heavens. God, so we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, and we're asking you, God, to continue to move by your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, to help people to realize, God, hallelujah, that they've lived like they wanted to live all their life. They didn't follow in your instruction as you did, gave us in your word all their life. And help us to help them and help us for ourselves to understand you're not going to just flip things over after all of these things that we've done when we had come particularly to the knowledge of the truth. But if we be consistent, hallelujah, if we stay steadfast, if we don't give up, we keep a repentant spirit, God, you're going to move in our lives. You're going to turn things around. And you're going to prosper us, God. And you're going to save us. And we're going to be able to be in glory with you. In Jesus' name, I pray. And I do believe it so. God, but we also know that until that day shall come, that the enemy is still on the prowl. He's still seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. But we also know, Holy Father, that if you can, as you keep us enveloped in your favor, as you keep us, God, hallelujah, you continue to maintain our cause. You continue to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. As you continue to supply us with the things that we need to be who you would have us to be and to do the things that you charge us to do. We know, hallelujah, that we're going to be come home and meet the Lord, come home and be with you. And again today and right now, this hour, God, this is my hope. And I know that this is the hope of everyone, God, to believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ and accept you as God and God alone. Hallelujah. And we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. And we believe these things to be so. Amen, and thank you, God. Hallelujah, everybody. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank God again today. And listen, people of God everywhere, things are not as bad as they seem. And nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. So you just keep telling yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. So again, I plead with you. You go well and be safe. And that is walk in the word of God. Don't let the enemy make you act like him. And as you would that men should do unto you, do you also unto them.